Watch, Afroman teams with Nashville hit songwriter for Hunter Got High. By David Ng on April 26, 2024. Hunter Got High, the new single featuring Grammy-nominated rapper Afroman, debuted this week along with a searing satirical video that brings to life Hunter Biden's many alleged scandals, as well as his miraculous ability thus far to walk away from the political infernos relatively unscathed. Shot through with blistering punchlines and scathing wit, the song offers a rundown of President Joe Biden's son's greatest hits, from his affinity for hookers and drugs, the laptop fiasco, his shady deal-making in Ukraine and China, and his tax evasion indictment. Even Hunter's career as a fine art painter gets roasted. The zingers come fast and furious. He should've let Hillary bleach the whole hard drive, one line goes. Another verse takes aim at his art, he never could paint worth a fuck. Now he gets a half a mil and up. And perhaps the most savage burn, he got more LLCs than John Gotti's ex-wife. Those one-liners are the brainchild of multi-platinum country music songwriter Chris Wallin, who has penned hit songs for some of Nashville's biggest stars, including Toby Keith, Trace Adkins, Montgomery Gentry, and Kenny Chesney. Wallin is head of A&R for Based Records, the label behind Hunter Got High, and which describes itself as a music label devoted to creating a counterculture against cancel culture. Breitbart News caught with Wallin and got the inside scoop on the genesis of Hunter Got High, as well as his take on the Biden family's corruption. When we first were connected with Afroman, I was excited but was racking my brain to figure out how we could blend what he is known for with our ideologies at the label, Based Records, Wallin recalled. During a meeting, the idea for the song hit me and I left the meeting early and started working on it. When I shared it with the team and Afroman's team, everyone lit up, Wallin said. We started collaborating on where to go with it and came up with a fun idea that shows contrast to how someone like Hunter gets treated, as opposed to the rest of the world. Spotlighting hypocrisy, while making people laugh. The label recorded the song and shot the music video in Winchester, Ohio, with actors playing Hunter and Joe Biden. Given the increasingly politically polarized nature of the country music industry, Wallin isn't overly concerned with potential political blowback over the single. I think that a lot of people out there are like me and feel like being silent is not the way to move this country forward anymore, he told Breitbart News. I have been creating, producing and performing music for 30 years, and if that's the way I have to open people's eyes then, so be it. Close listeners to Hunter Got High will detect an oblique reference to the bag of cocaine found in the White House last year. The Secret Service closed its investigation after failing to find a culprit. Wallin told Breitbart News he doesn't know if Hunter was behind the bag of cocaine. But, if this was a random ranch house in middle America and the police found an illegal bag of, let's say, cooking flour, in a cupboard, they would damn sure be talking to the only person in the house that was known to be a chef. Hunter Got High, of course, is a remix of sorts of Afroman's mega hit single Because I Got High. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.